I want you to open your Bible to the fourth chapter of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4. There are things in this chapter that are familiar to anyone who's been a Christian very long. There are verses in the chapter that perhaps you know very well. Some of them you've memorized. Certainly, when we read through them, you're going to recognize these verses as verses that are often a part of Scripture memory plans. There are many wonderful commands in this chapter and many wonderful promises in this chapter that all of us lean on as believers. But I don't want to get caught up so much in the parts. And very often, honestly, I do that because we go so slowly through chapters. If I were to give a normal series on Philippians chapter 4, there probably would be 10 messages here. But rather than get too deep into the minutiae, even though it is important and critical, I want to take a look at the big picture here, if I can. And I want to talk about the subject of contentment, of contentment. Basically, if you look at verse 11, that'll be a good launch point for us. Paul says, I have learned to be content. I have learned to be content. What a great thing to learn. What a wonderful reality to be content. Content in whatever circumstances I am. Therefore, his contentment was unrelated to those circumstances. At the time that he wrote this, he was in the direst of circumstances. He was a prisoner. He was in the worst possible situation. He had been taken prisoner because he had been faithful in the proclamation of the gospel. He was under tremendous pressure to change the form of his ministry or lose his life. He had been ridiculed and slandered not only by enemies but by other believers. He was chained to a Roman soldier. And there he was, living in captivity, in chains, despised by the world and criticized by the church, many in the church. And it was in the midst of that kind of situation, the worst of situations, that he talks about his contentment. And he tells us in that verse that it's not related to his circumstances. And that's true contentment. Obviously, we live in a world that wants to breed discontent. Everything in our society is geared to make you unhappy.